This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, take account of yourself before you are taken account of. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is an honor to be here in your presence, dear listeners. So we're talking about taking account of ourselves before we are taken account of. So usually we have these really catchy titles and we have to explain them, even though they are really self-explanatory if you think about them. Now, what are we talking about when we say taken account of? Now, of course, we find that in the Holy Quran, as well as the traditions of the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, they tell us that all of our accounts and our deeds will be taken account of. When? Well, on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. And matter of fact, there are two angels. One angel is writing all of our good actions, and one angel is writing all of our sins and our evil actions. And so this ledger of deeds, this account of our actions, if you will be presented to the Almighty Allah, even though He is present at the current time as well. But this formal presentation of our actions, whether good or bad, will be done on the Day of Judgment. And may Allah protect us from that day, because it is truly a day which is full of terror and fright, precisely because in front of our own eyes, our own actions will be manifested and will be taken account of. So this taken account of is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. And as we said, may Allah the Almighty protect us from the terror and the fright of that day, which really results in our own actions that were conducted in this world. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how we should take account of ourselves before we're taken account of. So we talked about how being taken account of means the day of resurrection. Now, before the day of resurrection, we are going to have to take account of ourselves. Now, taking account of ourselves is a very fundamental and an incredibly important part of our Islamic lifestyle. That is what we are talking about, right? Islamic lifestyle. So taking account of ourselves is incredibly important. Why? Well, because when we take account of ourselves on a daily basis or on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, before we continue, it's important to realize that daily basis, taking account of ourselves, is much easier and much faster than doing it on a weekly or a monthly basis. So for example, how are you going to remember the good and bad things that you did, you know, in the last week? I mean, in the life that we live in the present day is so fast paced, you don't remember what you did 2 days ago, let alone last week or last month. So the best thing to do is to take account of ourselves on a daily basis. And when we take account of ourselves, we will be able to appreciate and thank the Almighty Allah for the good things that we did and ask for the grace to continue to increase our good deeds. And we will be able to recall the bad deeds or the sins or the errors that we made in that day, and reform ourselves, ask for forgiveness, and make a change in our Islamic lifestyle. And so when we take account of ourselves, then inshallah, there will be less to be taken account of. A beautiful lesson for our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.